Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Well, y'all, it looks like Wendy Williams has finally got her groove back and is off the market, y'all.
All right. Yes.
Yeah, man, according to the reports, the mystery man's name is William Shelby, also known as Big Will, and he's a celebrity jeweler from New York City. And apparently these two have been hooking up for quite some time now.
Big Will? So, well, why do we think they call him Big Will?
We don't want to know. Anyway, so on.
I want to know.
No, I kind of want to know, too.
It's ironic.
He's tall.
So on Friday, Wendy made an Instagram official by posting a few photos. First, she shared a photo of them headed out for date night. She captioned it, "He sent his car for me. Dinner in pursuit, happy Friday. How you doing?" Then she followed up with another photo of her and Bae smiling and looking like a happy couple, y'all.
They looking real couplish.
They are not just friends.
Yeah, they friends with people. But my thing is this. If Wendy's going to be dating a jeweler, she needs to make sure all her diamonds are BVS and she don't need no milky diamonds, honey. Because if he's a jeweler, he should give her the best
or S1. Stones.
Yeah, I mean, right. I'm with Gary on this one. How can you really trust a jeweler to give you, like, a diamond and not some big cubic zirconia?
Exactly.
You
know what
I
mean?
Well, at least with a nickname like Big Will, he doesn't have to have a jeweler's loop to be able to see, you know, Big Will. But here's what we know he's into. Look at that necklace he's got on. I think he's letting Wendy know what he wants to do to her.
But
later.
He gave her a heart-shaped diamond necklace for Valentine's Day. She wore it on the show. But my thing is, what I was looking at, though, the car that he sent for, I don't see no R's in the back of the on a headrest. So
y'all are worrying about the wrong things. Like, she need to make sure he don't have a second family.
Well, they spent Super Bowl together and Valentine's Day together.
That sounds like.
But can you poke? Can you post Instagram pictures like this and still claim that, no, we're just buddies?
No, Instagram makes it official. Yeah. If it's really? On Instagram, right. It's official, uh-huh. Yes. Did you not see Valentine's Day? People who never post anybody posted all their relationships on Valentine's Day. This is official. I'm sorry, Wendy, you are not, we can't believe that y'all are just friends.
I love but Wendy. She did address on her show that he is just a friend.
No,
that's not true.
Oh, baby, you.
Well, moving on, it was a celebration of black excellence at the 51st NAACP. Image Awards. Now, the show was hosted by Anthony Anderson, and there were tons of big winners. First, my girl Lizzo took home a win for Entertainer of the Year, and she dedicated her speech to meeting and being inspired by some of her idols like Angela Bassett. Then you got Blue Ivy. She's following in her award-winning parents' footsteps. She took home an award in the category of Outstanding Duo, Group, or Collaboration for Brown Skin Girl, and she's the youngest artist to ever do that.
Wait, Blue Ivy wrote a song?
She sure did, honey.
So, of course, her mom, Beyonce, was a big winner. She took home multiple awards for a 2019 concert film and documentary, Homecoming, and she won for Outstanding Variety Show, the live album, won for Outstanding Album, and a bunch of other awards.
Nice.
She deserved that.
Now, Michael B. Jordan won for Outstanding Actor for the movie Just Mercy. And lastly, the most prestigious award of the night, the President's Award, which went to the Bayesian Queen, Rihanna. She gave us a very enlightening speech. Check it out.
I mean, how many of us in this room have colleagues and partners and friends from other races, sexes, religions? Show of hands. Well, then, you know, they want to break bread with you, right? They like you? Well, then, this is their problem, too. So when we're marching and protesting and posting about the Michael Brown Juniors and the Tatiana Jeffersons of the world, tell your friends to pull up. So I'm honored. Imagine what we could do together. Thank you for this honor.
I love that so much.
Somebody sounded semi-presidential over there.
I'm fired up. She needs to run for office.
Yes, I would definitely vote for Rihanna, honey.
Yes, she did. She looked amazing, too. I love her amethyst colors.
Yes.
But you know what? Now, if I'm not mistaken, so, KJ, some of your cast members were there, too, at the NAACP Awards, right?
Yeah, we were there.
And they had a picture of you, and what happened?
I couldn't make it, but my castmates, I was there in spirit. I was on set. And so they photoshopped me into a photo on the carpet at the NAACP Awards. It was pretty impressive.
That was very nice.
That's pretty great. It warmed my heart. And we FaceTimed while they were there. So it was really nice. I love my girls.
You can't tell at all that you're photoshopped
in. She changes the background when she moves.
Could put you a little closer. Get something, scooch it.
Yo, not for nothing, gotta say what's up to Masai Martin. You know her from Blackish and all that stuff. She won a gang of awards, too.
Yes.
Especially for her breakout role in the movie Little.
Yes, you know what she produced.
Yeah.
Yes, that's incredible.
Young people leveling up.
Well, talk about a slap in the face recently. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas died, and he was worth almost $61 million and left nearly all of it to charity. Imagine, your dad dies. He's worth $60 million, and you're like, oh, yeah, when dad's gone, I'm coming up.
That his kids were waiting on him to die. He's 103. I think they gave up on that wish a long time ago.
Especially since Michael Douglas is 75. You know?
They're like, okay, Dad.
But, his son, Michael Douglas, and there are other siblings, too, by the way, was left with nothing. According to reports, Kirk listed St. Lawrence University, Westwood Sinai Temple, Culver City's Kirk Douglas Theater, and Children's Hospital LA as beneficiaries, and added that Michael was not his beneficiary.
Wow.
Now, listen, if you're Michael Douglas and you're just Mike Douglas and you work at an oil change place, you're probably pissed.
Right,
but maybe Michael Douglas is like, I'm all right with dad leaving it to Children's Hospital and other people.
Right.
But that would still be.
His daddy did the right thing. We got to remember, God bless the child that have his own.
Hello.
That's true.
So you can't be leaving, and the Bible said don't leave your children nothing but leave your grandchildren. And
Gary, you got to feel about this. Kirk Douglas had a wife. I think she's 100. So his wife is still alive. She wasn't beneficiary either.
Wow.
Nobody needs any of that.
How much does she really need?
They're fine. She's 100.
Give her $20. It should last. Yeah.
Give her this value pack coupon book.
Is anybody in this room and in Atlanta, is anybody going to be rich when a parent goes to heaven with Jesus?
No.
Me either.
Not a chance.
No, absolutely. I think he did the right thing. He gave to people who actually needed it. His family didn't need it.
Exactly.
He did what he was supposed to do, which is set his family up to get their own wealth. Yeah. He did his job.
Right. Exactly. He may have had this conversation with his family, and they're like, sure, Dad, do what you want to do with your money.
And if they do like people from other races, they fight over it and stuff, so don't let them fight over it, honey. Just go ahead on.
There's nothing to fight over.
This is actually
They're still fighting over Aretha's money.
Because, I mean, there's so many times that a family will say, hey, you know, he's too old, he's not even in a sound mind anymore, and then they divvy up his $60 million.
That's right.
No, they never changed it. They trusted that that's what he wanted to do and trusted his wishes. I think it's a great thing.
Yes, way to go, Kirk Douglas.
And it would be safe to assume that Michael Douglas has more money than Kirk, right?
He's probably doing fine.
And they could do like some of the other people and do a hologram and make money from that. So,
at a certain point, you stop giving your kids money altogether. Like, even in a birthday card, you don't put a $20 bill in a birthday card for a 75-year-old guy.
You know,
right.
Even though you're his 103-year-old parent.
I got a Target gift card from Dad again this year. $50.
Coming up, is Justin Bieber going gospel? God help that child. We'll explain after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
All right, so normally when we do thirst trapping, we look at a few different people, right? But this one is special, so it's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars Birthday Edition.
That's right, y'all. So Niecy Nash turned 50 on Sunday, and she danced her way into her birthday weekend with this video, which she captioned, "Birthday behavior starts now until the end of the year. I can do what I want to do because I'm turning 50. Oh, my gosh. She's like, she's having so much fun.
Yes.
Undivided. I've been a Niecy Nash fan, but, you know, sometimes you just never know.
Right. This is what I say, thirst trap or die.
Well, then she turned up the heat with these pictures, y'all. Check out the hair clips. They say, happy 50th birthday, Miss Niecy Nash. Slay, boss, blessed, healed. So all things considered, y'all, is she thirst trapping or would?
Yeah, she thirst trapping.
For sure.
Y'all think
she deserves to thirst trap? She's single, okay?
I don't care.
Trapping works. hands down, if you want a man, you got a thirst trap to let him know that you're available.
I've been following Niecy Nash. She's been on Reno 911.
Yes. Yep.
And, like, she was thirst trapping in full clothes.
This is actually conservative, actually, for Niecy. Yeah. Is what people don't understand.
I love Niecy Nash, and to me, this is not a thirst trap. She's simply saying, I look good as hell, and I don't care what none of y'all say. I can put on a one-piece, a two-piece, show my back, my ass, my whatever, and still live a great life and look amazing at 50.
She's not even showing nothing, Gary.
Yeah, she's showing
up. She's just showing her back.
I'm seeing her back.
It's nothing you want to see in a bathing suit.
Well, she should just walk around naked then, if that's the case.
And she could if she wanted to, and nobody would be upset.
All right, so now everyone knows about the Sunday services that Kanye West hosts. Well, over the weekend, Justin Bieber surprised everyone. Not only did he attend the service, but he also sang the song Never Would Have Made It. Check him out.
Now I see that you were there for me, and I can't say never would have made it. I never would have made it without you.
Wait. Is he looking at the lyrics on his phone?
Thank you.
He might be.
If you
I am unimpressed.
Phone, that's right. If you look at the phone, you didn't make it.
I'm unimpressed. He didn't make it. He didn't. No.
Yeah. He gave us a gentrified Brooklyn version of Never Would Have Made It, but, you know, the fact that he showed up,
if
I mean.
If you ain't Marvin Sapp or you ain't really embedded in the church,
thank
you gotta have that growl. You gotta have a growl.
Yeah.
I need to hear
have that anointing.
Yeah.
That song.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But he just dropped the album on Valentine's Day, so he's out there campaigning, hitting all the hot spots in the pocket.
Like
you don't play with
Jesus.
No, you don't.
But he's a churchy guy, you know, because like he like took a break so he could focus on himself and religion at one point in time. So it's not like he's using Christians.
He has to look at the lyrics.
It's so
on his phone.
This is a Negro spiritual.
Sing a song.
You gonna sing a Negro spiritual with Negros? You need to know the doggone words. You don't sit there and read.
No.
And black people accept anything, honey. Oh, he's hanging out.
Well, allow him to redeem himself by coming back to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Not Head Crack Hell. We don't know that.
All right, what about the East Side High theme from Rhythm and Me?
All right, y'all. Now, we have to take a moment, honey, to remember B. Smith, also known as Barbara Elaine Smith. I know her whole name because I love her dearly, y'all. She passed away, honey, from early onset of Alzheimer's disease at the age of 70. Now, she was the first African-American model to appear on the cover of Mademoiselle magazine. Later, she opened her own restaurant in New York, as well as writing cookbooks and hosting her own TV show. Yeah, and on Saturday mornings, me and my mom would love to watch her cook show. She had a cook show that came on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And we used to watch it all the time. And I loved, it was just the grandness of B. Smith.
Yeah.
She was a very classy lady.
She's so classy.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
Yes.
And just, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't have platforms that they have if it had not been for her.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and friends. May she rest in peace.
Dish Nation.
Howdy! Welcome to Dish Nation. Yes, honey. So it looks like Lil Nas X saddled up and galloped into a wedding reception on his Old Town Road horse. Well, not literally, honey. But he did crash a wedding while at Disney World this past weekend and had the nerve to post the video on his Twitter with the caption, "Just crashed a wedding at Disney World, but it was cute, y'all. So take a look." Had an epic entrance, y'all. I mean, she did good, but...
Yes, yes, and more yes. I would love that.
Ma'am.
Yes!
You will not come interrupt my damn way, because you heard the woman say, what the f***? Because she say, who is this damn black man with Becky?
Right. Let me tell you this. I just got famous, kind of, sort of. I mean, and I'm about to crash everybody's wedding, okay? It's going down.
I do it all the time, girl.
See? How does it feel? Doesn't it feel good?
It's great, child. People be having receptions at different hotels I'm staying at and stuff. I go in that joint like, hey, they'll be like...
Y'all will not come mess up my expensive wedding or reunion.
Why would we mess it up?
I am definitely going to be
there. No, because that is my night and my day. And y'all coming
that
in.
That looks like a reception or something.
It did look reception-ish.
It looked like
they ain't nobody there.
It did look a little empty, yeah, so.
I mean, at least he didn't leave with the groom.
What? Oh, my God. All right, KJ, so you might not be out here crashing weddings, but you are crashing everybody's living rooms on Wednesday nights, girl, as the leading lady on Mr. Tyler Perry's hit show Sisters on BET. So spill the tea, girl. Tell us all about it.
Okay, so Sisters is every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on BET. Mm-hmm. It's Tyler Perry Sisters, and it's told from a single woman's perspective. Mm. So I love it because it's literally telling my story.
Are y'all sisters or are y'all just friends and they say sisters?
We're really good friends. But, you know, some most times your friends are like your sisters. Those are the sisters that you choose.
Yeah,
so what would make people want to watch it if they don't know what it's about?
Okay, I think people should watch the show because it's the perfect combination between comedy and drama. And it tells the story from a perspective we've never seen before. And because I said so.
But so there's been a lot of talk about Tyler Perry literally writing everything that he produces.
Yes.
Everything?
But here's the thing. This is what people don't understand. Tyler, actually, the producers, if people read the fine print, the producers are women. He has taken women's stories. He literally sits down with women, and he's like, what is going on? What's his ears to the street? Because we are coming to him saying, let me tell you a story about what happened to me.
So is he giving y'all good wigs to wear and stuff like that?
He is. Y'all are not going to shade our wigs no more. Listen, wigs are wigs. It is what it is. Y'all want it to look like it's hair, but it's like, it's a wig. I don't understand that.
The wig should look like it, honey, just came out of your skull.
Listen, black women are wearing protective styles. Do not shade black women for putting protective a wig on their head. All the women in this room, almost all of us got on hair wigs, so don't do it. Don't come for us.
Well, yo, you look fine in real life.
Yeah, thank
you.
Coming up, Heidi and Frank are going to tell you about this expensive treat Kim Kardashian splurged on for a bestie. So come right back. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes. All right. Well, you can't have a birthday party without birthday cake, right?
Right.
That's sort of the star of the show is the birthday cake. It's what everybody's waiting around for. Well, Kim Kardashian's bestie, Food God, formerly known as Jonathan Cheban, might still be on a sugar high from his birthday cake. This is insane. Vanilla rum with dulce de leche, vanilla bean custard, chocolate with chocolate buttercream, red velvet cream cheese, Bailey's Irish, 5 foot tall, $10,000 birthday cake.
A $10,000 birthday cake?
He didn't get this on his own, so he ordered a birthday cake for himself, I guess. And then Kim Kardashian,
You don't order a birthday cake for yourself.
But it didn't matter anyway, because Kim Kardashian then went behind his back and ordered the cake that I just described, which is $10,000.
I thought he was wearing a dress in that picture. That's a cake.
Yeah, that's a cake. She was like, no, I gotta supersize it. I'm Kim Kardashian. You're food god. We gotta go.
I can't even tell what is it. There's a bunch of different foods. I see like a chicken leg and a hamburger. But it's not all cake, right?
No. I mean, I think it's all edible, yeah. But the thing with this is it's the same for me. I like a nice simple, I'm not even a big cake person, but I like a nice simple cake.
She's more of a pie person.
I enjoy the pie.
The best birthday cake that I ever went behind your back and got you was a baby cake. This is what you need to do. There's like all these cake places out there. Yes. You can get a birthday cake of a baby.
Yes. I got one for you as well. We had a Frank Kramer baby cake. It was a hit, but we did the baby cakes. And then people were like, everyone's usually, if you just get a regular cake, you're like, ooh, yay, cake. When it's a baby cake, you're like, I don't know which. I guess a hand, is that less?
I'll just take a finger. The thumb looks good.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.